Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Bill Belichick is losing his doo-doo. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. At his weekly press conference, Belichick was asked about reports alleging confusion and controversy in his program that began a month ago, and despite two competitive losses, seems to be picking up steam. And it is not one or two writers or a few publications commenting on the hoodie's behavior, which is beginning to look like how he went off on New England media, which often laughed at his answers. He almost fed that by coming up with famous retorts like, "We're on to Cincinnati," after the Patriots were blown out by the Chiefs. Granted, there are dozens more professional websites, blogs, and social media postings than in his last few years in the NFL, but he is saying stuff that is not sitting well on a campus that has long been passive about subpar football results. SI.com posted a story Tuesday after someone asked Belichick about the negative pub, and he answered like it was one story, not dozens from local and national outlets. "Whoever that story came from, it's already been taken down," he said, unaware of sharing. "It's just total, as Trump would say, fake news. It's just a novel. I'm sure there's a lot of other people that want to get clicks and views and posts on my face or whatever. It's just a bunch of garbage." Belichick claims he has always had an affinity for Chapel Hill in Carolina since he lived here as a toddler. But does he know UNC as one of the most decorated journalism and media schools and the oft-rewarded Daily Tar Heel student newspaper? All the other reportage seems truer than false. Mentioning the president and his famous fake news accusation that includes the New York Times and Washington Post, two newspapers that were renowned long before he and Trump were born, will always draw some attention. Did they go fake and turned into garbage just in the last 10 years while their coverage helped DJT get elected? Will the story suddenly turn positive even if the Tar Heels beat 1-4 Syracuse Friday night and 2-3 Stanford next Saturday? Carolina 0-3 is one of three winless teams in the ACC standings. His might have to run the table and get a bowl bid before his coaching acumen is the lead story. While players interviewed deny parental claims of broken locker room and a bad communication with coaches from Belichick on down, he staunchly defends what he and Michael Lombardi have done so far. "Our consistency has been here since the day Michael and I came and started hiring people. We got in the same day and have been doing it every day, and that's how it's going to be." Belichick has been known for winning Super Bowls and not having thin skin. Truth is, he and Lombardi haven't delivered with roster construction and development they promised. And that is not fake news. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.